This is a very special Naked Scientist show recorded here at the MTN Science Centre in Cape Town, where we're performing Chris Packett fireworks to a sold-out house tonight. We developed the show for SciFest Africa, but there were some nerves before the first night. Miro caught up with Chris and I backstage.
Okay, so it's 1 o'clock on the day of the first Naked Scientist show, and I'm here backstage. I'm here backstage with Ben and Chris.
Have we only got half an hour?
We have 30 minutes to get everything ready before we go on stage.
And how is everything?
Well, we've practiced pretty much everything. We know what we're doing. We need to write down the order, but we do roughly know what we're doing. Everything's on the stage. Laptops are all set up. I think we should be okay. And now we've just got to hope some people turn up.
Well, I've met a lot of school kids this morning that are all expecting great things. What's your reaction to that?
I went to the talk before to see what the audience were going to be like, and it was absolutely packed house. This auditorium is massive. There's 900 seats out there, and there's school kids in all of them. And they seem to be an enthusiastic audience, but at the same time, we've not done this show before. We've not done it as a three-parter with me, Dave and Ben. So this is going to be really interesting to see if we can A, remember what we're going to say, B, remember what we're going to do, and then what I'll get to. D, probably, that they actually work, these experiments. So fingers crossed. We nearly blew someone away in the foyer earlier when we were doing a few test runs with our hydrogen. And this guy appeared wide-eyed. I thought we were about to give him a heart attack. And he said, that was very loud, especially the second detonation.
Actually, I see here you've got your ear defenders on, Chris.
Yeah, that's so I can't hear myself.
Well, Ben, you've got a nice running order on a clipboard there that should help things run a bit smoothly.
It will once I've fully populated it. There's all sorts of different things that we're doing. We're doing lots of experiments with different themes. So it's a case of making sure that we know what the theme is at every time and we nicely go from one to the other, because we want people to take a lot away from this. It's not just about bright lights and big loud bangs, but there's quite a lot of stuff you can learn from at all, which is, of course, what we try and do all the time with things like Kitchen Science. But I better go and set a few things up on stage and colour myself in, because the very first thing I'm doing is standing in UV light with lots of highlighter pen all over my arms, and you shouldn't really be able to see the highlighter pen in normal light, but then as soon as we switch the UV on, I'll be glowing, so that should be quite a good start.
That'll be a nice surprise. Okay, good luck.
Cheers.
The Chris Packett Fireworks Show features glowing chemicals, liquid nitrogen, a tornado of fire, and exploding hydrogen balloons. With over 20 experiments packed into a one-hour show, it's fast-paced and keeps the audience on their toes. The grand finale features Chris pouring liquid nitrogen into a large bucket of hot, soapy water. This nitrogen boils and expands to around 600 times its liquid volume, creating an enormous amount of bubbles almost instantly. And this plume of bubbles nearly hits the ceiling and most definitely covers Chris. For the audience, this is a great way to finish.
Okay, this is the end. We've only got one guy doing this, so let's hope we get it right. Thank you very much for listening. We've thoroughly enjoyed being here, Greg Stone. Goodbye!
My name is Vincey Rader.
And have you just come out of the Naked Scientist show?
Yes, I have.
And what did you think?
It was a very good show. They did a lot of experiments. It was interesting, and I enjoyed it immensely.
What was your favourite experiment?
I think my favourite experiment was the last one. They had bubble bath, and then they put liquid nitrogen in the bubble bath, and it all foamed up. And
made a big mess?
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, did you just come out of the Naked Scientist show?
Yes, it was very good.
What was your favourite experiment that they did?
The one where they fried the pickle, or electrocuted the gherkin. It was like a homemade electric chair.
What happened to the gherkin?
It flamed up and went to orange colour.
Has this made you want to go home and try out some experiments for yourself that are safe, of course?
Yeah, it has.
Hello, what's your name?
Onila Chandra.
And have you just come out of the Naked Scientist show?
Yes, I just did.
What did you think of it? Did you like it?
Yes, I highly enjoyed the show.
Did it make you like science more, or did you already like science anyway?
I already had an enjoyment for science, but it more boosted my confidence in science.
Okay, there were lots of experiments in there, so what was your favourite experiment?
My favourite had to be with the fluorescent highlighters where they painted themselves and you could see them through the ultraviolet lighting.
So what's your name?
Zins.
Did you just come out of the Naked Scientist show?
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did very much.
Has it made you like science more, or did you like it anyway?
I did like science before I get into the NA. I love it more.
What was your favourite thing that they did today?
When that blue balloon blew. When that blue balloon blew, and I liked that very much.
That blue balloon was filled with a mixture of two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen, and when ignited, they react together with very loud explosive results. The audience certainly enjoy it, and it led to the SciFest organisers awarding us the Golden Earplugs Award, a prestigious award for the loudest act at the festival.